Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Right now, we are at a very important crossroads, or critical mass, you could say. So much is happening. The New World Order program of breaking up the family, of destroying our borders, of getting more and more people deeply in debt, including getting the nation in debt, in pumping the economy full of fiat currency. It's all reached fever pitch. And now, right now, on this Wednesday, the 26th day of October 2005, we have headlines like this from the Washington Post. Bush aides brace for charges. Grand jury may hear counts in leak case today. So those indictments may be handed out, may be read as early as this afternoon. We will continue to track it and cover it up to the minute. If it happens, we will let you know. CIA leak charges set to be handed out today. That's what the Financial Times of London is saying. They're saying it's going to happen. And then the Washington Post says they're bracing that it may happen today. ABC News goes with this headline. CIA leak investigators hold last-minute interviews. Investigators are holding last-minute interviews with key individuals. We'll go into more detail on that for you. Meanwhile, some of the very people who brought forward fake evidence of WMDs and promoted them in the Senate are yet again slandering George Galloway. And he's won several libel suits against British newspapers that printed what this committee has said in the past. And so is it any surprise that they're saying, spewing new allegations? And if they've been caught lying over and over again, red-handed, with fake documents themselves, then why should we give them any credibility when they say they now have smoking gun new documents? Because Tariq Aziz told you? Because some vice president of Iraq is right now in a known torture camp, they claim, said so? Just amazing. But it's a side issue, but it just goes to credibility of these individuals. They lie and lie and lie and lie like grains of sand at the beach. I mean, it's just countless. It, always renewing itself with new torrents and deluges and floods and just juggernauts of endless salvos, endless torpedoes of lies. They are congenital liars. We live in a kleptocracy run by a pack of thieves. Interesting article here. Majority of Americans reject theory of evolution. CBS News, I'll give you my take on it. Also, new evidence coming out about Western governments involved in terror attacks. Muhammad Khan links to security services. This and a lot more coming up. And, you know, I said I'd do it yesterday, and we did a pretty good job of taking your calls. But today, I'm really going to take your calls. In the first 2 hours, I'm going to take masses of calls. And then we've got Paul Watson joining us. It comes on every few weeks with a huge news roundup in the third hour, coming up with everything that develops in the next 2 hours and all the other important news and stories we've been working on and some news we're going to be breaking, all coming up in the third hour. The websites, freshly updated multiple times daily for you, are Infowars.com, Infowars.net, PrisonPlanet.tv, PrisonPlanet.com. Check them out. The war for independence, the war for liberty continues.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain?
Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911 The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triomethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Sooner or later, we all have to face it. We live in dangerous times, and the more prepared we are, the better our chances are to survive them. The threat of a terrorist nuclear attack, a dirty bomb, or a nuclear power plant accident, or a nuclear waste spill is something we all face every day. That's why no family should be without the Nuke Alert. Small enough to fit on your keychain, the Nuke Alert monitors for dangerous radiation levels 24/7, and its long-life battery lasts for 10 years. It's made in the USA and is individually accuracy-tested. Your Nuke Alert will let you know if you're entering a contaminated area or if you're being exposed to hazardous levels of radiation. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Nuke Alert today. Only $16 per year will protect your family for 10 years. And for a limited time, you'll also receive a CD-ROM with thousands of pages of preparedness information. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Nuke Alert today. Nuke Alert. Isn't your family worth it?
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Minutes, 20 seconds into this first hour. Thank you so much for joining us today on this live Wednesday edition. Indictment watch. By we're hearing that any time Fitzgerald's grand jury might hand down indictments on Scooter Libby and good old Carl Rover Jr. and maybe even Dick Cheney. Good old Tricky Dicky too. But we'll see what happens with this and go over it. Bush aides are bracing for charges. They're saying that it's going to be handed down today. You know, I don't know if the Washington Post, the Financial Times are right about this. We will sit here and watch, but I know this. George Bush and Dick Cheney and Scooter Libby and Karl Rove, all of them are just managers. They're the CEOs of a regional governorship in the global empire. And we need to be talking about the owners, the Oppenheimers, the Saxe-Coburg-Gothas, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers. We need to be talking about the Queen of England. We need to be talking about King Juan Carlos of Spain. I mean, when you actually look at their holdings that the tabloids will never touch, tabloids are actually their instruments to make them look like they don't have any power. In most cases, they're covertly or overtly owned by the royal houses. When you look at what they own, it's the majority of the oil company stocks. It's literally everything from Burger King, pun intended, the Queen of England owns that. People think she sold it back to the U.S. 2 years ago, but She also owns a majority or a large portion of the stock in the now the U.S. company. They own the majority of the stocks in the defense contractors. They own large portions of stock in Hollywood and in the news channels. They own the major toll road companies. They own large portions of stock or in the private holdings of electronic voting machine companies, biotech. You name it, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, they own it. They own giant central banks. They own stock in the private Federal Reserve. But we never talk about it. We never hear about it. You tell the average American that Juan Carlos is putting in toll roads on almost every major road in Texas with transponders, even though they almost passed the law and the transponder systems are going in, the average Texan will literally look at you stupidly and giggle with a little bit of spittle dripping from the corner of their mouth. I mean, they just have no connection to reality, no idea even what's going on. It's all Bill Clinton runs everything. George Bush runs everything. Hillary runs everything. That is an illusion. They are puppet viceroys. They are titular heads. They are regional governors. They are thespian actors on a stage. The whole world is a stage and all of us actors upon it. It's what a famous playwright wrote. So the agenda just continues. But look, they have to do this. Throughout history, at critical junctures, when people are angry, there's revolution brewing or counter-revolution brewing, people are waking up, people are getting involved, people are getting informed, they will basically give us fake victories, things to try to stunt our anger. Every time they're politically raping us, every time they create a depression in a third world country or in the U.S., they will remove presidents, multiple presidents. They will give you lots of scapegoats, lots of burning men to burn at the stake. They'll give you lots of dartboards to throw your darts at. But in the final equation, their agenda rolls on. Everything Bill Clinton was doing, continuing under Bush, radically expanding. Everything Bush Sr. was doing, radically expanded and continued under Bill Clinton. It's the same agenda. They owned some of our presidents and didn't own others and assassinated many, both publicly known and unknown. Woodrow Wilson was clearly killed, but that's not widely known. We all know they killed Kennedy. We all know they killed Lincoln. But the last president we had was Kennedy. For all his problems, for all his blemishes, for all his warts, he was real. He thought he was a leader. He gave speeches saying, I'm going to get rid of the Federal Reserve. I'm going to get rid of the CIA. We're going to cut taxes by 50%. And they said, no, you're not. We're going to blow your head off. And they did. And it doesn't matter that I can have LBJ's lawyer on who heard LBJ brag that he killed Kennedy. Eyewitness to it. The White House press secretary's father, Barr McClellan. Doesn't matter if I have an admiral on who took the phone call saying I want that U.S. ship going to the bottom so they could blame it on Egypt, the USS Liberty, 1967. Doesn't matter if we have them red-handed. I mean, that's just LBJ. We have the tape of LBJ talking to McNamara from his Texas ranch to D.C. about how they staged the Gulf of Tonkin. That's been released by the library here in Austin, Presidential Library. We have LBJ, I talked about this yesterday, saying, I want that GD ship going to the bottom when our carriers tried to save him, to blame it on Egypt. We have his own lawyer saying he bragged about how he killed Kennedy. I mean, this is the type of, just with one man, that's the type of red-handed eyewitness, smoking gun, his own conversation, his own lawyer, his own mistress I've interviewed, said the same thing. His admitted mistress, Madeline Duncan Brown. Boy, I did that interview with Madeline Duncan Brown, and the LCRA came in and flopped down major cash trying to actually buy me off the radio. They didn't offer me the money. They just said, we don't like Alex Jones. We want to be big sponsors on your local station. Get him off. I was always trying to put two and two together, and I just remember that right after I did that interview, it was a week after, that they came and said, we like to spend a lot of money advertising with you, but we don't like Alex Jones. And folks, the LCRA doesn't advertise. It's the private consortium that owns all the water because the government gives it to them. Side issue. You know, I'm off down a rabbit trail, but the point here is, in America, that people say, well, if all this was true, this wouldn't come out. If all this was happening, people blow the whistle. Scores of FBI agents have gone public and told the world they were ordered directly not to stop, quote, Al-Qaeda. That is the CIA drones, the CIA decoy, the CIA officers, the Muslim Americans who thought they were taking part in a drill. We've confirmed that. I mean, how many? Ron Paul comes on the broadcast, congressman, veteran, doctor, and says the government's gearing up for martial law and gun confiscation. That we're living in a total takeover. Harper's Magazine comes out and says it last week. We have Janice Kerpinski on, the head general over the camps, how she wasn't allowed into those wings, and how the CIA was in there with private contractors raping and torturing, and how the orders came directly from Bush. I mean, we have Scott Ritter on, the UN weapons inspector, and he says the government may carry out terror attacks. Yes, that's a real threat. How many people? Paul Craig Roberts, number two at Treasury under Reagan. Morgan Reynolds, number one, chief economist for the White House. Bush, this current president's first administration. I mean, you say people wouldn't go public, they wouldn't speak out, they wouldn't be telling the truth. Yes, it's... We have major polls a year ago, last September, actually on August 30th poll. What was it? 50% of New Yorkers in New York State believe the government was involved in 9/11, covering it up. Then they have a CNN poll, and 90% say that a month later. It's in my film, Martial Law. This is the reality. We are the mainstream. Now, depending on what poll you look at, between 80 and 90% believe the government killed Kennedy when they have national polls. So, the 10, 15% of you can sit up there calling us all kooks, but we're the majority. We have the facts. We know what happened. The illusion is exposed. The emperor's new clothes is out in the open for all to see, and there's nothing you can do about it. Or maybe there is. Are they going to carry out some type of nuclear attack? Is the government going to release biological weapons? Or will they just have a conventional train blow up? Or will there be another attack in New York? That could happen any day. We're at a crossroads right now. The question in my mind is the New World Order using Bush like birdcage liner? There's two subdivisions, two scenarios, really more than that, but two main scenarios within the first scenario. The globalists are going to flush Bush to make everybody feel good and to take the heat off of the government. A sacrificial lamb, scapegoat, a diversion, a fall guy. Okay? And that could go as high as Bush being impeached or Bush resigning, Bush leaving like Nixon, if that's what the elite wants. Or what I think is going to happen, there could just be some indictments of a few minions, and then they get pardoned later, and it's kind of like Iran-Contra. You know, this happened before. And then nothing happens, and it's just a partial birdcage liner replacement to make us all feel good, and, ooh, the system worked, and everything's okay, and the bad guy got punished. You know, say goodnight to the bad guy. That's the bad guy. Point your finger. There he is. That's the bad guy, our Tony Montana quote. So that's subdivision one. Subdivision two of that, first is that they'll go ahead and remove Bush himself, that the elite's doing it. If the global controllers are not doing this, and Bush really is their man and they're backing him, you're going to see terror attacks, or you're going to see Fitzgerald fall down and break his skull open and die in a car wreck or have a heart attack or just... He's been told to shut up, and all the indictments never got issued, and the grand jury decided to no-bill. So there's your two scenarios. All right? They could intimidate Fitzgerald. He could shut up, and it just goes away. Or if not, they'll take him out, or there'll be some terror attack. Or the most probable, this is all by design, all staged, which I believe it is, and you're just going to see a few indictments and nothing. Nothing will come of it. And that'll stifle dissent.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
Go to your calls, and we will detail more of the indictment story, but most of you already know the basics. We're all on the edge of our seats. Will low-level puppets get in trouble? Oh. Let's talk to Joseph in England and Kenneth and Sean and others. Joseph, welcome.
Hi. Just thought I'd bring forward a new news report that's come out, I think, within the last, like, 24 hours. I don't think you've mentioned it yet, but it was quite important. The Times of London have been reporting that, I'll quote the headline, MI5 let bomber slip through net. They're actually talking about Mohammed Sadiq Khan, one of the alleged London bombers that was, you know.
No, I know. We should write an article about that. We have a few links to that story on PrisonPlanet.com on the blogs that are talking about it, and it's just one more little garnish to this huge mountain of evidence that MI5 and 6 were intimately involved in the London bombings. I mean, that's been conclusively proven, and I'm actually making a film on that subject right now. I mean, it's just mountains of evidence.
Yeah, I mean, basically, from what's been said, it's not a case that he was under investigation, but he just happened to cross their paths. You know, it's the usual, you know, oh, it was an accident kind of thing, that we let it happen, that he slipped through the net. Like I say, that's the headline that the Times are using. And it's this, I mean, I don't have to tell you.
Well, we've got the headline about how the master bomber is MI6. I mean, it's just...
Yeah, it was what his name was.
Yeah, as what. So it's just mind-blowing. I mean, look, we catch British SAS dressed up like Arabs running around with truck bombs, you know, shooting police dressed like Arabs. I mean, it never ends.
Well, it's a growing trend, really. I mean, there's a, you know, well-known philosophy among research circles that you look to who has the power to remove security whenever something terrible happens, and it's usually the person who's also got the motive, and it's usually the person that we find out carried it out.
Well, you're absolutely right. Look, it's simple. It's like Oklahoma City. The BATF told police and FBI, yes, we got a call and we're told to get out of the building. That's why they were in bomb gear down the street when the bomb went off. And the local police and firemen and everybody noticed it. And Cop of the Year wouldn't shut up, so they killed him. But that's part of the record. It's the same thing with Blair. For 3 years after 9/11, maximum security on the underground. And then 2 weeks before, he takes the security off. And then magically it happens, and the witnesses say the bombs blew up from the bottom up. On and on and on. It just never ends. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Kenneth in Louisiana. Kenneth, go ahead.
Yes, Alex. I just got a satellite radio to complement my shortwave receiver. And I was wondering, are you ever going to get on satellite radio, like for talk radio? Because they could use a booster shot.
You know what? That's something we've thought a lot about, and we've been in discussions with, for I think about 3 years, or maybe longer, since it came out with XM Radio and Sirius, and I'm always being told that we're right on the edge of it happening, and boy, is it going to happen. And look, the executives over at Sirius and XM know, I mean, they've only got like 400,000 subscribers. They need subscribers. Guaranteed, this is the type of dedicated audience that would subscribe, tens of thousands guaranteed, just to be able to listen to the GCN radio network. And, you know, we got great guests, great information. We should be on XM. Though, frankly, it's a small market. I mean, we've got affiliates, you know, that have more listeners than XM radio. It's still very, very fledgling. But I don't have XM radio. My wife gave it to me for Christmas one time, and I just didn't like it. And I said, honey, take this back. Sorry. I've never done that with a gift she gave me. I don't want to listen to Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity, you know, 10 flavors of that. But if it did have this network on it, I would have it, and that'd be good for a lot of people. Anything else in your mind?
No, it's interesting how they have the power to direct the people's hate. Like, hate Slobodan Milosevic, hate Osama, or hate Saddam Hussein. And American people are dull to sleep about their own evil that's happening.
Well, about 8 months after 9/11, Bush actually went on TV, and the news all in unison announced. They actually said, forget about Bin Laden. We're not, and they said on the news, we're not going to show you his picture anymore. And they actually said, look this up. Bush doesn't like him getting so much attention. Now we're going to focus on Saddam. And then they actually made the announcement that this is the new man to hate, and they showed his picture. And, I mean, that's how crazy it's gotten.
All right, Alan.
I appreciate your call. Good points, Kenneth, Keith. Sean, you're up next when we get back. 1-800-259-9231. And just a tip to listeners, if you've got a landline, I can tell everybody's calling in with cordless phones. Let me just tell you, cordless phones are worthless pieces of junk. Just the audio quality is absolutely horrible. Please call in on regular phone lines.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Sometimes getting older can be a real pain in the back. Lower back aches, sciatic nerve pain, or that knife in the back feeling is something many of us have learned to suffer through. But now, we don't have to. The Sacro Wedgie uses the same principle used by chiropractors and osteopaths to correct the alignment of the spine by supporting the sacrum and letting gravity do the rest. Simply lie on your back with the Sacro Wedgie under your sacrum and relax for about 20 minutes. You can actually feel many of these aches and pains just go away. Use the Sacro Wedgie regularly, and many of these problems just don't come back. Get your Sacro Wedgie today for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and ask about the next support for perfect spinal alignment too. Yeah, getting old is a pain, but it doesn't have to hurt. Get your Sacro Wedgie today and specify whether it's for a man or a woman. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. And give yourself a wedgie.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Attention drivers, poor fuel quality is on its way to your local gas station. Due to fuel shortages, the EPA has relaxed environmental standards. On top of that, fuel refiners have reduced detergents in fuel by 50% over the last 5 years. Poor fuel restricts injectors and deposits build up in your car's combustion chambers. What does this mean for your vehicle? Poor mileage and reduced performance in a time of record fuel prices. There is an answer. Protect a complete fuel system treatment cleans injectors and combustion chambers to 95% of new and only one tank full. Plus, a special mileage improver designed and fleet tested by a major oil company to improve mileage even on new cars by up to 4%. The mileage improvement lasts for an entire oil change, so quit wasting unburned fuel and get more when you treat your car right with Protecta. Go to www.sfrcorp.com for a free shipping offer. That's sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-873-7371.
Declaring independence. 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number to join us. What do you think is going to happen? Who do you think is going to be indicted? Does it even matter? I mean, I think it's important sometimes to keep corruption in line, but nobody's going to go to jail for $3.5 trillion missing in the last 6-7 years from the Pentagon on Clinton and Bush's watch. I mean, we're talking trillions. Do you understand, folks? They had big trust funds and accounts and just all this money built up over 50 years, gone. Just trillions gone. And Rumsfeld was questioned about it before Congress a few months ago. He just said, I don't know where it is, and I'm not going to answer your question. Money's gone. Imagine, oh, trillions are missing. Imagine if a bank manager said, all the money in the bank's missing, but I'm not going to answer any questions. Oh, okay, sure, here, just go on about your business. We're not going to hear any discussions about the Bushes and Enron or Cheney and his wife and on the board of Lockheed and the billions of dollars and contracts they've gotten. All of this totally illegal on its face. There's laws against all of it. No, somebody might have lied to a grand jury. Somebody might have, people always think, oh, well, they get them on the petty issue. They get them on that because that's how they can get them. No, they get them on stuff that's isolated and small because the government's so corrupt that if they went after somebody on anything substantive, it would touch a thousand other bigwigs. George Bush said leave Bill Clinton alone because Bill Clinton just did what the neocons told him. The letters from the neocons to Clinton literally ordering him along the line to attack Serbia, do this, do that, bomb Iraq, increase sanctions. All of it, literally. They told him what to do. And so when Loral and Hughes and all these other companies, ABB, all of them, neocons running them, literally, they would just go send Clinton a letter or show up at a fundraiser and, hey, we need this done. Bill Clinton would do it. Conservatives would pull their hair out. He's the second coming of, you know, the Leviathan. He's the devil. He's the Antichrist. He's pure evil. Ah, supercomputers. Ah, he's Panama Canal. Ah. Then a Republican Congress votes in 99 to go ahead and hand it over. Well, that's okay. Bill Clinton's the bad one. And then 2001, Lord Bush gets in January. First thing he does is he says, leave Bill Clinton alone. It's kind of like that song, leave Bill Clinton alone. Well, that's what George Bush said. Suddenly conservatives go, well, that's all right. I like Bush. I mean, literally, that's how these people talk. Just, I like him. I also like. I like to watch football all day, and I don't know nothing about the world or nothing about geopolitical systems, but just shut up, Alex. I like Bush. He's a good man. What he is a snot-nosed punk. What he is a puppet. What he is a nobody. A nobody. Never did anything in his life. His daddy literally gave him everything. Everything. He had done nothing but run oil companies in the ground. People thought he was a failure. No, he wasn't a failure. You go look at the documents on that and the government investigations. That's what the mob does. They don't run businesses. They just take the money out the back door and use it as a money laundering operation and then run it into the ground. And then he was given the Rangers so he could sit there and eat his boogers on TV. Yes, folks, there's video on Infowars.com of Bush flipping people off and eating boogers and doing everything that a spoiled frat boy does. I mean, this is our president who throws tantrums and literally gets on the ground and beats his fist and is known to eat his boogers. And I mean, I'm not trying to be funny here. This is serious, folks. I have no memory of ever eating a booger. I'm sure I did it when I was 2 years old. My children, when they were toddlers, don't eat their boogers. I mean, weirdo toddlers do that. Much less full-grown adults. You're going, Alex, with all this stuff going on, the geopolitical system, you're on the air talking about booger eating. Well, you know what? This is a major benchmark, ladies and gentlemen. Uncleanliness, vulgarity, booger eating. These are all just simple. It's what he is, a little devil-worshipping booger eater. He's a disgusting creature. Believe me, booger eating is the tip of the iceberg. Yeah, I think we've gone long enough down that line. But that's who you worship. You got bumper stickers all over your car, W the president. Yes, W, eats his boogers. But, you know, so what about that? It just shows just the stunted nature, the brat-like, weirdo, anal-retentive, bizarre nature of this spoiled anathema twit. Okay, that's I've now spent 3 minutes on dried mucus. So let's just take calls here. I've really reached new territory, new lows here. Sean in Alabama, welcome. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Good to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you.
Just a couple of quick things. First of all, about the George Galloway situation, the thing that comes to mind with me is if George Galloway is actually guilty of committing a crime, taking kickbacks from Saddam Hussein, why has it fallen to the United States Senate to prosecute a British citizen?
That's
the first thing.
Yeah, well, that's exactly. That's globalization.
It's just a political witch hunt.
Well, number one, this is the very committee that brought forward and gave a platform to the false evidence. They had Rumsfeld before it and Colin Powell and all these other skittering individuals, Armitage and others have all testified, Negroponte and others. And so they're the ones that have lied. They're the ones that lied to Congress. They're the ones that deliver reports to Congress. The chairman of this committee is the guy that got his job when Wellstone's plane was blown out of the sky. So it's the same thing over and over again. And the information this committee brought forward that was then published in British newspapers turned out to be admitted forgeries, admittedly fake, and Galloway has won libel suits over it. So why do we, again, and then it's this administration making tens of billions of dollars off of disappearing money out of Iraq. I mean, literally, it's like somebody walking into the police station who's a known bank robber who's wanted with bags of loot in their hands, going, "Oh, I'm here to tell you about a bank robber down the street from me who may have stolen $5 out of the register when they were working at 7-Eleven."
Well, exactly, and here just in the last 10 days to show how much the mask is coming off of these neocons and what they're doing, two big-time neocon pundits, I don't know if you'd heard these, they haven't got any mainstream coverage that I've seen, but on October 14th, Neil Bortz, on air, said that in a national disaster, we should save the rich people first and basically screw everyone else. And then at a speech that...
Listen, that's done calculatedly to get you to talk about it. That's just a cynical...
Well, this right here, I just came across it on an alternative media site.
I understand. I've actually heard the clip. I've seen the article.
And I don't know if you heard about the speech that Ann Coulter gave.
Yeah, she said we need to get rid of the First Amendment.
Yeah, the calling for the repression of free speech. And basically, our supposed media just yawns. It's not worthy of news.
Well, listen, it's un-American to have free speech. We need to arrest people right now. Listen, what do you think Michael Weiner, the head beatnik of the 60s, literally, folks, why do you think, have you noticed this entire crowd, all of them, including Coleman, the head of this committee, were actual king beatniks in the 60s? Because that was their CIA role then, and they've got a new role now. These are officers. Thanks for the call.
One last thing?
Sure.
I was watching C-SPAN this morning before I called in, and they're trying to pass a bill that would make it so that low-income housing providers would no longer be able to do things like bus people to the polls or register them to vote or things like that. I don't know if you'd caught that yet, but it was on C-SPAN this morning.
Yeah, it's just everything they can do to stop people being able to vote. Thanks for the call. I mean, look, the electronic voting machines are openly run by the government, the NSA and the CIA. Three of the major four companies are provable, demonstrable government fronts. I mean, they're actual intelligence fronts. They're not even, I mean, there's not even a doubt of that. And the others are totally fraud-ridden and infested by the same people. And we've caught them coast-to-coast engaging in red-handed fraud, smoking gun fraud, literally hundreds of times per election. I mean, there are just whole giant websites with just thousands of mainstream news articles, but it's always in the papers. It's a little blurb here, a little blurb there. But, no, I mean, you bring up a lot of good points, Sean. You bring up a lot of good points. And look, we're being gang raped right now. The corrupt forces in government have just got their gloves off. The private corporations are strip mining America, psychologically, financially, spiritually, at every level. They are just Katie barred the door, wild, frothing. You ever seen film of when whalers in the 60s, before whaling really got reduced, but I've seen footage of where they're dragging a whale because they have smaller boats. It'll go around harpooning with a big gas-powered harpoon, and then they'll drag 50 miles back to the big whale factory ship where they render down the blubber. Now, I don't know why I'm giving all the details of this, but it was an incredible video I saw on PBS like 10 years ago. And it was off the coast of Australia, and they're dragging two whales, and they're trying to get to the whale factory, and for some reason, a storm or something, they couldn't get to it, so they're out there for like a day or two. And there were hundreds of sharks, huge great whites and tigers, and they're all just biting and snapping and gobbling, and by the end of it, they ate like half the whales. When they pulled the whales in, I mean, literally, took from the waterline down, it was just guts. They'd eaten the blubber and eaten into it. And it showed the sharks. A shark would be up out of the water gobbling and biting and shaking, and other sharks were grabbing it and biting that shark, and there's blood and guts of other sharks. It's just, rah, just frothing and snapping and just, rah, just out in the open. That's what the government's doing. It's just feeding like piranha or great white sharks are just ripping and tearing and thrashing, and there's blood in the water, and they're just in such rapture destroying this country and billions going in their personal bank accounts on a monthly basis. I mean, it's just total, and this always happens. I mean, look at history. They always, the type of individual that has no conscience, that loves power, that loves exercising power, that can never get enough, that is so hyper-competitive that they've always got to have more, they just go completely nuts. It's called power trip. It's called megalomania. I mean, these are some of the first psychological terms coined. Because it's such a powerful force. And everybody says yes to them. Everybody grovels to them. Everyone pampers them. They live in these armored communities in the most beautiful areas of America. They have everything. And they get more and more decadent, and they get away with everything, and then the next generation gets away with everything, and the next generation gets away with everything. And for a while, they're good at lying to us and putting a nice face on it, And now they aren't even doing that anymore. They're just, martial law's good, arrest anybody that has free speech, take over America, take the guns, it's conservative, get rid of the borders, world government. Let me tell you somebody, I've met Neil Bortz. I didn't put this, and he's got to be exposed, because he's a little slicker than, say, a Sean Hannity, who's kind of at a third grade level. I'm in New York at Ground Zero, and I'm doing interviews, and I'm fighting off police threatening to arrest us for doing interviews. And going back and watching the videotapes, the films, because I had three cameras out there, while I'm giving a speech and while I'm doing interviews, for like an hour, that's an exaggeration, for about 30 minutes on the tape, he may have been there longer, Neil Bortz is leaning up against a column. You know, they have those columns to block somebody, I guess, driving a truck bomb down into the train station that's right there. I ought to put this clip on the web. Again, it wasn't important, so I didn't put it in the film. We almost did. And he's leaning up against that. He's about a 6'6" guy. I said 6'4", and he goes 6'6" on the tape, so I know his height. He's leaning up against it, and I'm standing there, and he's just sitting there looking at me with not with hatred, because we got up-close video of him. You can see him microscopically nodding while I'm speaking. You can see his eyes. He looks kind of sad and upset. You can tell he knows everything I'm saying is true. I mean, obviously, he's not stupid. He knows the government carried out 9/11. He knows all that. He's decided to join the evil. So, of course, he's going to say stuff like that. You know, get rid of free speech and arrest people and don't help poor people and only take care of the rich. I mean, this is their worldview. This is their idea. As if the rich are safe in a society where we only take care of the rich. That's the ultimate scam. None of us are safe in this situation, whether we're middle class or worth $1 billion. The elites in history are in more danger once things get to a critical mass of decadence and tyranny. Then they start feeding on each other at the highest levels of the economic food chain. And then I turn and I see Neil Bortz. I go, hey, Neil Bortz. And he starts cussing at me. Ah, you're full of bleeping. And he's just real cynical. And he goes, you give me $2,000, you want to talk to me. As I said, you know, answer the question about Operation Northwoods. I've heard you take a call on it and look it up and admit it's real, the official government plan to carry out 9/11. And he goes, yeah, you're full of bleeping. And I go, oh. And then he scapegoated, or not scapegoated, he punched out. He took the easy way out. He said, I want $2,000 to talk to you. I want money. And I said, okay, well, I don't want to talk to you anyways. I mean, who cares? But just an example. It's a microcosm of these people. And then as soon as the cameras were turned off, I started talking to him. And he just, he's totally about self. It's totally about Neil Bortz. It's totally, that guy hadn't worried about his grandchildren, his great-grandchildren. He hadn't worried about posterity. He hadn't worried, he's a wimp, folks. The world is full of these wimps, these posers. They pose. They're like courtiers at court. They're there trying to get the eye of the emperor. Well, the emperor and all of his are going to hell. They're not going to have to wait till they die to go there. So, just all of you, you're a pack of scum. And yes, I've read and I've seen where she's saying, and I've heard the audio, ban free speech, start arresting people. They're all over TV and radio saying arrest anybody that disagrees with the government because we're kicking their hind ends.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
Patriots, freedom lovers, truth seekers, whatever you want to call us.
And it burns,
we
burns,
traveled urban warfare drills. Fire. We read Rex 84. We read declassified documents. We talked to family in the military, or we were in the military. We've interviewed emergency managers like Mr. Sanchez, Thomas Sanchez in Kingsville, who was told these urban warfare drills are to practice taking over the U.S. and confiscating guns. And so we went on the air. I remember going on the air 10 years ago. We started warning people, hey, they're making these preparations. And we made films, and we wrote articles, and we documented it, and people believed us. But now when they hear the president calling for it, now when they hear Ron Paul going, the government wants to take your guns, and this is the plan. And now when Harper's Magazine writes about it, see, our credibility just shoots into the stratosphere. But let me say this, and this is the good news. Number one, patriots misinterpreted this, though. They never intended or never wanted to go to full-bore martial law. That was their insurance policy. They tried to turn the military over to their side. They successfully militarized the police and did turn a lot of them against us, but even that's failing in the final summation, in the aggregate, on average. The numbers are still ours even there, but they've got better trends with the police than with the military. Just better brainwashing. And that's another whole subject I could get into that and why it's more effective there. But side issue. We misinterpreted. We thought, oh, man, it's going to come down this week. It's going to come. No. They were gearing up and trying to gear up because they could see the trend that we were going to wake people up when their New World Order started going into place, when the economy started falling apart, when all of this consolidation began to happen. They knew that more resistance would form. They knew the rule for every action, an equal or greater reaction. And the mere fact now that they're having to openly get on air and say torture's good and secret arrest of citizens is good and martial law is good and we're going to take your guns, it's good, and we need to ban free speech. I mean, I've heard them all say it. I've heard Sean Hannity say every militia member in America needs to be put in prison. I mean, militias are great. They're always getting infiltrated and provocateured and demonized, but it's part of the Constitution. I mean, I've heard it was Wiener, known as Savage, over and over again. I hardly ever listen. Say, put anybody in a camp that disagrees with the government on the war, because that aids terrorists. And of course Coulter says it. And of course Michelle Malkin comes out with a book called The Case for Internment Camps. And of course the Lino Graglia at UT and former CIA directors came to Austin and called in a symposium called The New World Order, called for putting all Arabs in camps. They're only going to start with them, folks. The mere fact that they're having to do this now means they have failed and failed miserably. It means they're scared and they know their whole system's rattling to pieces. And that's good for America. But don't think we're out of the woods and don't think we won this fight. But let me tell you, we've scared them. We've stung them. You know, it's like a boxing match. We've been knocked unconscious before but gotten up off the mat. We have knocked them down to the mat, and they've gotten back up, and they're going, whoa, these guys have got some punches. And it's all up to you out there. If you're willing to exert yourself and get the truth out and be bold and be a leader and not be some mealy-mouthed coward, or if you don't get sucked into all the COINTELPRO infighting or all the kookdom or the clackdom, if you're focused and serious, we can defend this country and at least fight these guys off and get them on the defensive instead of the offensive. We've almost got them on the defensive. They're launching offensive, why running defensive op? We can get them into pure defense. I'm telling you, folks, we can do it. But they can carry out terror attacks to get you to cower into submission any day. But see, we've exposed the fact that they're behind it. That's so widely understood now that they may be losing that trump card. Yes!
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.